All right, everybody, my name is Angelica, and I'm here. I'm a voice crying in the wilderness. So make the path right for the Lord's return. We're over here testifying about the goodness of God, my God, who I serve. And that's the reason why I do this. It's not for my benefit, but it's for you all, because God wants you saved. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So whosoever believes in him will never perish, but would have eternal life. Right now, I'm here to tell you that there's hope, there is freedom, there is eternal life in his wings. And for everybody that hearkens their heart to him, they will be saved. Your name will be written in the book of life, and that's what I want for you. I want him to show himself to you so you can display his glory for the world to see. We're the light. We need to be shining. Okay, so in Psalms 107, it starts by saying, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. But it continues saying, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. What does that mean? Let the one that have a testimony testify, because that's how people come to know him. That's how people come to know his goodness, by the things that he has done for you in this earth while you're in this flesh. My husband's testimony is about how he got healed from aggressive cancer stage 4. And the Lord just came and he healed that cancer. He got rid of that cancer. The doctor said, you can call it a miracle if you want. And I'm like, amen, I'm calling it a miracle, because nowadays you hear the word cancer and you automatically think about death. But that's only because you haven't heard about the good news. But I'm here to tell you and testify there is a God, a Father that loves you, that is waiting for you, that you don't have to do anything. All you have to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you will be saved. We need to save not only ourselves, but our family. He said, Zacchaeus, I'm gonna dine in your house today. And Zacchaeus was a sinner. He went home happy, prepared the meal. Jesus came, had a meal with him, and he said, Zacchaeus, today salvation has come to this house. Meaning not only Zacchaeus, but everybody in his household. We need to save our children. We need to be a good testimony to our children. They're trying to steal their innocence. You need to stand up. If you're a believer, today is the day that you decide which side of the line you're going to stand. If you're going to stand in the line of the world, or in the line of Jesus, but it has to be divided. It can't be over here, and then over here, a little goodness over here, and a little sin over there. No, the Jewish refused Jesus. Salvation is coming from them, but to the ones that receive it. So why do we stand over here? Why do we testify? Because that is our right, and that is our duty. If God has done something for you, you have to tell people. In Romans, it says, how are they gonna believe about the one they have not heard? So, if you don't tell them, they will not hear. You are the voice. You are that voice crying in the wilderness. But it also says that the message of the cross seems foolish to the one that is perishing. But to us that have been saved, it is the power of God. So I'm here to demonstrate the power of God and the goodness and the glory and everything that he has done for me. And it's not because I'm all special. No, it's because I said, yes. Yes, God, I'm here. Here I am. Send me. Here I am. Come in. And he said, and the one that says yes to the Son, the Father comes and lives with him. He said, you said yes to me. My Father and I, we will come and live with you. And you know what? God does not live in a little shack. He's the king, meaning that if you're lacking provision, he will be your provider. We chose this spot right now because we display the Father and the Son. And this is an excellent monument of what the Father does. You know what? He gets down and ties your shoes. He gets down and heals your wounds. He gets down and protects you. Like with his wings, he covers you. In Psalms 91, I recommend everyone. everybody, if you're a believer and you don't know any scriptures, go to Psalm 91. And that is something that you have to meditate and analyze, because it is a conversation. Three conversations are happening right there. It's God, it's Jesus, and it's you. So you have to look over there and see and write on your Bible, okay, who is talking right here? Is it Jesus? Is it God? Is it me? When that becomes real to you, that's the scripture you need in provision and in anything, salvation, of course, but anything that is your prayer of salvation and protection and provision, meaning that you need to get in your word and ask God, God, become real to me. And if you don't know him, ask him too. Ask him. Come into my heart. I want to know you. That's all you need to do. You don't have to do anything else except say yes. He's knocking at the door. He's always speaking, but who's listening? So we're going to be over here, and if you need anything, if you want to know more about who is this God, who is this Jesus, is it real? Is it just a made-up story? Is it foolishness? He said that he comes and confines the wise, but confines the proud, but he loves the humble. He loves the big things, the things that this world rejects, the things that this world says, okay, you're not good enough. Those are the things that God is looking for to tell you, oh, you're good enough. Oh, you're my beloved, in whom I will please. But you have to give him the opportunity to welcome him in your heart so he can show you who he is. And believe me, it says that once you do, then you're no longer of this world. Why? Because you are in the kingdom. You have become a son. Now you can sit at the table. You don't have to pray for crumbs. Now you can see them. Enjoy the meal, enjoy the presence, enjoy the goodness. And right now we need hope. We need something to stand on. And the only thing that is going to defeat all the cares of the world is his hope. Those who hope in him will renew their strength. They will soar like an eagle's wings. Why? Because we believe. We need hope. There is hope and there is freedom. But you just have to say, yes, I want that. I want that hope. I want that freedom. Freedom. The one that says yes to him will never leave a day in bondage. Because the one that says the Son free is free indeed. Amen.